Each of your lives is a pattern of good works. A pattern of good works. In Psalm 91, it talks about a snare, a trap of the enemy. The enemy knows what to use to trap us. That's what a trapper does. He sets up the right trap for the right prey. But now you know what the enemy is trying to entrap you with. You are placed in Psalm 91, it says, on a high place, seated high above. You are able to see before it gets there, before you walk into that trap. That's what the Lord was doing tonight, is showing us those traps, those ensnarements that the enemy would like to trap us in. He doesn't have to trap us in that anymore. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Everybody say that. I am the righteousness. I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's just close in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you did and accomplished tonight. We plead it in the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. We seal it done in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Each one in this room has a pattern of consistent righteous living. No longer a disruption of the enemy. No longer a snare and an entrapment of the enemy. We see with eyes of the Spirit, we can see ahead, and we can address things in the Spirit and with the power of the Word of God. Because in Christ Jesus, we have the authority. In Christ Jesus, we are righteous. And in that righteousness, there is peace. In that righteousness, there is faith. In that righteousness, there is joy. In that righteousness is benefits to kingdom living. So in that righteousness, there is protection over each one, over each heart, over each mind. I speak of protection over your soul, over your mind, your will, and your emotions. No longer getting caught up in sadness and in grief and in cycles of loss, no more in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, tonight that shame and guilt and embarrassment has been broken in Jesus' name, no more. As believers, as the righteousness of God, we will hold our heads up high in confidence and in boldness and in assurance. So right now, we bind up every spirit of embarrassment and shame off the people of God. Those that are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus are bold and confident in all they do and say in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have the assurance of your love, that we are never left, we are never abandoned, we are never forsaken, because we are in Christ tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for it. In your mighty name, Jesus, amen. Amen, 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 amen.